say, halacha, the halacha is, ma'achzir nes ha-shever. You are allowed to put the broken bone back into place on Shabbos. Shrashi halacha, ma'achzir nes ha-bosa, svir le lishmu ma'achzir tanan. It's not that he's mechulik on the Mishnah, he holds that's the gears that should be in the Mishnah. That the Mishnah also holds ma'achzirin, it's mutter. More rabba bar bachona ikloy le pumpadisa. He visited, he went to visit pumpadisa. Loyor le piket Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was Rosh Hashiva there, he was given a shir there. And rabba bar bachona didn't come to a shir. Is shadra li ada daily, so Rabbi Yehuda sent his shamish ada. Omalen, he told him, zil garbe, go and grab Rabbi Baba Chona, tell him to come to me. He told him to come to Shia. Ozo Garbe, so he went to him and he grabbed him and he pulled him to the Shia. Trashi Garbe means kach bigdoi, achi yofi, means grab his clothing until he comes. Drag him if you have to. So Maisi dragged him to the Shia. Also, when Rabbi Baba Chona came to Yehuda Shia, askechei the kodorish, that Yehuda was the saying, nalochom, ein machzirin es hashever. Mash miloi pshana mishna, you have a broken bone on Shabbat, you're not allowed to put the broken bone back to place. Or Malay, Sarvada Barava told him, you should know, Hochi Yama Rav Chana the Girito. This is the way Rav Chana learned in Girito. The what Omar Shmuel, that Shmuel said, Halocha Machzirin Es HaSheva. Fakert, you should be gurus in the Mishnah that it's mutter to be Machzir the Sheva. You are allowed to put a broken bone back into place on Shabbos. Or Malay, so he told him, Aho Chana Didan. I know Chana. For Shmuel Didan, I know Shmuel also. For Shmili, I didn't hear that they said this yet. So he's not mechulik, like he's happy he came and told me this halacha. He said, "Vala bedina garbi sicha, isn't it good that I told you, make you come to shir? So now you told me over what they hold, and I'm a kabbal. That the taka halacha is machzirin. You are allowed to put a broken bone back into place on Shabbos. Trash yochon lidan mimkaymenuhu. He's by our place. Pulei shemanu zois mipivat hena. And I didn't hear that he said this halacha that the mishnah means mutter until now." If he didn't come to my shir, I wouldn't know this. But now that you came here, I know it, so it's mutter. That's halacha. A broken bone, you're allowed to put back into place. If his mom is broken, then it's a sakonis eiver. It's a sakonis eiver, you're allowed to do refuah, even Ayidei Yisrael. Even Yisrael is allowed to put it back into place. What about the bone didn't break? Because it came out of the socket, it got dislocated. The shoulder bone got dislocated. Is Ravavi, so the Mishnah says, what it's also. The Mishnah says, Yodav Ragloi, lo yatar from Betzonin. He should not let it do a mindset to put it back into place. You can't like move your hands around fast in cold water. Avarechet sukadaka, but you can wash yourself normally. If you're in the srapa and the srapa, if by itself it comes back into place, that's mutter. But to do a mindset to put it back into place, that's daimut refuah. And mashrim would just come out of place. There's no sakona saver. There's no sakona. So you're not allowed to put it back into place on Shabbos, at least Ayidei Yisrael. So the more Rav Avia have Yosef came with Rav Yosef. Shini le yode, his hand came out of place. Trash shini le yode, nishtanis yode mim koimai. His hand bone came out of the socket. Omalei, so he's showing him, hochi mai, am I allowed to do this on Shabbos to put it back into place? He told him also, to do such a maitse, that's like a refuah, it's also. Vochi mai, what about this way? Omalei yosef, that's also vosa. Ado hochi, while he was changing his hands, moving his hand different positions, ispach yodei, his hand came back into shape, went back into place. Yeah. So, that was the maitse. Omalei maiti burloch, like he asked him, what's your shayla, what are you asking me if it's mutter or not? Hotanan, it's not from the Mishnah we just learned. Mishinifra ko yodei, if your hand came out of place, your bone came out of place, or ragless by the leg, lo yator from betzainin. You're not allowed to move your hands around fast in cold water. Mashma, that's the way of putting the bone back into place. So you see, you're not allowed to do it. So what was your shiloh? The Mishnah says, klo. You can only stam, wash your hands normally. So it's not nikki, you're doing a mishem refuah. And if it comes back into place, that's mutter. So, but you're not allowed to do a maisa, muchach, it's being done to put the bone back into place. Omalei, he and the asked him back. Omalei Tanan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Ein machzirin es hashever. Our Mishnah posha the girsa was, you're not allowed to put the broken bone back into place. And still, the Yomar Rav Chonan begiritum, Rav Chonan told us that Omar Shmuel said over him, halacha machzirin es hashever, you are allowed to. So, no, that was my shayla. Even though our Mishnah says, if the bone comes out of the socket, you're not allowed to put it back into place to do a maisam. Just if you reich its kedaka, it's good. But I still have a shayla. Just like the Mishnah before says, you can't put a broken bone back to place. And still Shmuel said the Gius is wrong. It should be Mazirin. So Mel have a shala. What about here? If the bone didn't break, just it came out of the socket, maybe the din also changed. Or Malay, he answered back, no. Kulo bechad mechito machdinon. Do you sew everything with one needle? It's not the same case. Hey, take the itma. Where it was learned, where the bone broke, there Shmuel said, halach riz machzirin, you're allowed to put a broken bone back into place. Because there it's a sakonis aver. If you don't fix the broken bone, we're afraid you'll lose your arm. So sakonis aver, the rabbana will make you, you're allowed to do refuah on Shabbos. Even though it's not a sakonis afoshis, I'll be only doing a mais refuah, not an issi di raisa, it's mutim. Ma'ashenken heicha, the lo yitma, lo yitma. But the next card of the Mishnah that says that the bone just got dislocated, there's no sakonis aver, there the Mishnah says tam it's osir, and aloch it's osir. He needs Shmuel to tell us that the ratio is lavdavka. But in this cipher, it doesn't say lavdavka. So in that moment, the bone got dislocated, you're not allowed to. So the Maisa, you have to ask a shayla, if a bone does get dislocated, the Magen Avraham talks about it, and the Mishnah Berurah talks about it, that some Achronim want to be mekel. And they say it depends how much dislocated they got. A doubt that the Mishnah says it's osur, that means mamish is not dislocated lagamri, just a little bit came out of the place. So there's no sakonah at all. There's no sakonah saver. Mehli, you're not allowed to do refuah for it on Shabbos. Mashenkin, if it came out dislocated more, or most of the bone came out of place, that there the doctors say maybe it is a sakonah saver, so then you are allowed to have it put back to place, even on Day Yisrael. But I think on Day Akum it's mutter in any case. But the Maisa, whatever happens, they have to ask a shayla. But there are certain cases that it's mutter. It's the only case that's also is mashma that just comes out very little, that there's no sakonah at all. Hadron lechakovis. So the Mishnah. Shoyel Odom Mechaveroi Kade Yayin Vekade Shemin. You're allowed to borrow. Shoyel means Lashon, I'm borrowing from my friend on Shabbos a pitcher of wine or a pitcher of Shemin. It's on Shabbos. You're going to your neighbor. There's an area between your house and your friend's house. You want to borrow some wine or borrow some Shemin from your friend. You're allowed to say Lashon Shoyel, I'm borrowing. Obavach lo yoim aloi halveni. But you can't say Lashon halveni. Halvo chur also means borrowing. We'll soon see what's the difference between the Lashon Shoyel and the Lashon Halveni. Usually, Shaila means I'm like using a chafetz of yours, a kli, and I'll give it back to you. That's usually called Shoyel. I'm taking something, I'll give it back to you. Halveni usually goes upon money. It's a pshat is give me your money, and I'll use up the money, and I'll pay you back something different later. That's usually Lashon Halvor. Halvor usually pertains to money. Lend me money means you give me $10. I'm not going to give you back these $10. I'm going to use these $10. But later, I'll pay you back another $10. Shaila usually is no. I'm borrowing a tape recorder from you, and I want you to give it back to me. The same kli you give me back. So the Mishnah says, Lashon Shaila is mutter. But to use the Lashon Halvor is also. We'll see in the Gemara Rashi, the Gemara Meforash, and we'll explain what's the difference between these two Lashonis. And what's the Gzeris. Rashi learns that Halvor is usually for 30 days. Usually when you say Lashon Halvor, it means you want to borrow it for 30 days. So in 30 days, you're afraid maybe you'll forget about it. So may Lashon Shabbos, you want to write it down in your book that I lent my Sefer to Chaim. Or I borrowed my yayin to Chaim. But since I'm lending it to him for 30 days, I'm afraid I'll forget about it. So we're afraid on Shabbos you come to write it down in your book that you're lending yayin to your friend. Mashenk and Lashon Shaila, Shoyel, is not mashma so long. Shaila could be only for a few days. So if I borrow something just for a day or two, I'm not afraid I'll forget. Then you won't write it down. So that's true in the Mishnah. If you use a Lashon Halvor, it's usher because it's exer, maybe you come to write it down. V'cheinu isha mechaverta. An isha could borrow from her neighbor, kikrois, a loaf of bread. She could ask her chava, lend me a loaf of bread. Yeah. On Shabbos. He could borrow it. V'yemeinu ma'minu. Let's say your friend doesn't trust you, you'll give it back. She says like, l'chur pay me, you can't pay me for it on Shabbos. But she says, give me a mashkin. Is maniach talisa etzlei. You're allowed to leave your talis by your friend's house. You can leave a mashkin on it. She doesn't trust you. About to take in the bread now, let's say, Shabbos. You're allowed to say, I'll leave you my talis for a mashkin. It's on Shabbos you don't speak out how much the bread is worth and how much you owe me money. That you're not allowed to talk about on Shabbos. But you just could say, after Shabbos, I'll make a cheshbon exactly how much I owe you, how much you have to pay me. That's you have to leave for after Shabbos. V'chein Erev Pesach v'Yerushalayim shechal lius b'Shabbos. Erev Pesach is the man you have to bring the korban on Pesach. Even though it comes out on Shabbos, the korban Pesach is doicha Shabbos. is the same halacha. Meniach talisay etzloi, you're allowed to go to your chaver that has a korban pesach and leave your talis as a mashkin by your chaver for a guarantee. Venoitalis pischoi, you take home the korban pesach, or the chorus after the bile of the person shechted already, and he shechted for you, and now you want to take your portion of the meat, so you take the portion of the meat home with you. Veyoisi my chesbin yachi yomtif. And after Yom Tov, you make a cheshbin, how much is the meat that I took worth, and I'll pay it back for you. As Matzilah, when you buy a Korban Pesach, you have to make sure that all the meat will be eaten up the night of Pesach. So mainly you make sure always a few people buy it together, that they'll all eat up the meat together. So one person buys it for everybody, he shechts it, and then the people come and get their meat after the Shechita on Erev Pesach. So on Tzad, you didn't pay for it beforehand, you're not allowed to pay for it or talk about the money on Shabbos. You're allowed to take it home, and you make the cheshbon after Shabbos. Shrash lacha Yom Tov liyom Shlishi, the third day, because hey, we're talking about Shabbos is there of Yom Tov, is there year. So Sunday is the first day. Then on Monday you'll make a cheshbon. That's on third day from today you'll make the cheshbon. So tomorrow, Omale Rovo ba Rav Chanan labaya, my shino hashileni. What's the difference if I borrow wine with the Lashon Shaila and I'm borrowing from you? Or my Shino Halveni, they both mean the Lashon, I'm borrowing from you. Lend it to me, borrow it to me, it's the same thing. Omalei answered back, Hashileni lo yosel mikhtav. If you use the Lashon Shaila, we're not afraid you come to write it down in your book that you're lending this to your friend. Mashenkin Halveni, if you use the Lashon Halveni, osel mikhtav. We're geyser that maybe you come to write it down in your book. So Drashi, Halveni mashmal is man meruba. That's Rashi Shita. If you use a lashon halveni, lamala means for a long time. Like lend it to me for a long time. The kind of a masechta matis stam halvo lamed yoy. When you borrow something stam, you mean for at least 30 days. The yosi mil mal vezir lichtav al pinkasei. So if you're going to borrow from me wine for 30 days before I give it to you, I'm afraid I'll forget because I can only get it back in 30 days. So I'm going to write it down now in my book. Kach v'kach halvisoni. I lent you this and this. Kadesh la yishkat, I shouldn't forget it. So that's what the gzeir is. Ma'ashenke and loshen shayla, which usually doesn't take so long, so then we're not afraid you come to write it down. Toisti as kasha in Rashi, toisti as kasha, the Gemara says, shayla is also 30 days. Yeah, the Gemara Mlochis says that, atale shula kol amadyam pturim in atzitzis. V'inam yosim, hador, if you live in a house, the first 30 days you have to put on a mezuzah, because tam shayla is only 30 days. Akoparan, this is what Rashi learns. Rashi learns that halvor is stam 30 days. Mash mishayla, even though sometimes it means 30 days, but shayla could mean less also. Tayyiz learns a little bit different. Tayyiz learns that a lashon shayla means you give me back this chayfetz itself. So then I'm not afraid you'll forget because you know you have to give me back this chayfetz. But a lashon halvor usually means like money, which means I'm taking something from you and I'll pay you back something else later. So if they pay me back something else, then we're afraid that maybe you'll forget about it, and that's why he wants to write it down. Okay, so that's the chilek. Loshen Shaila, we're not afraid to write it down. Loshen Halvor, we're afraid to come to write it down. For the Gemara, for Akiv on the Bechol, in the middle of the week, Zim in the boil may malay halveni v'yom malay hashireni. Sometimes you want to say Loshen Halvor, that means a long time like Rashi, and you still use the Loshen Shaila for like kapid alavayu, when you're not makpid which way you say it. And you're afraid to write it, you come to write it down. Or it's about in the weekday. Sometimes you say a Lashon Shaila, and Shaila, you really mean to halvo, like Rashi means, you really mean to lend it for 30 days. So even though you say Lashon Shaila, you'll also come to write it down. So it's a kasha. Why is a Lashon Shaila good? Shaila could also mean sometimes for more than 30 days. So we should be afraid, even if you use a Lashon Shaila, lend it to me, you'll also come to write it down. And the Gemara Amalei, Bechoyel, the Loishna ki Amalei Halveni, Loishna ki Amalei Ashileni, Loikavdina Alavayu, Osla Michtav. Means on Choyel, there's no halacha which way you have to say it. True, you can say each one you want. So any one you say, if you mean for 30 days, true, you come to write it down. Amashenkein, Vishabiz, but now that we have a special halacha on Shabbos. Kiv on the Ashileni, Hudisharwale Rabbonin. The Rabbonin said, Kloy, you're only allowed to use a Lashon Shaila. You can say Hashileni. Halveni loy sharolei, but the Rabbanan said you're not allowed to use the lashon halveni. So on Shabbos, you know the halacha, you have to be careful which lashon you're saying. Even though maybe you'd want to say lashon halveni, you know you're not allowed to say it. You have to say lashon shaila. So since you know this halacha, that one word you are allowed to say, one word you can't say is mele minkara milson. You remember that today is Shabbos, v'lo yosel mikhtav, and we're not afraid to come to write it down. Trashi b'shabbos nami has kiyam ashileni savad alvohi. The kashrus since in the middle of the weekday. When you mean halavoh for 30 days, you also sometimes say loshin hashileni, lend it to me. You say hashileni. The also lemichta of my hekirika. Obviously, in the middle of the weekday, when you say loshin hashileni, also the gzeri you come to write it down. So what should Shabbos be different? That there it says, okay, yes, in Amalei, v'shabes kivun da'ashileini sharolei rabbonin, halaveini la sharolei, min kira milsa la yas lemichtav. And since on Shabbos there's halacha, that you're not allowed to say a lashon of halaveini. You could only say the lashon of shayla, this lashon, so people remember that it's different, so maybe you won't come to write down today, even though you really mean for 30 days. But we're not afraid to come to write down, since there's halacha, you have to say dafka this lashon, not that lashon. Right. Omale rovo bar Rav Chonon labaye. He has to shout from Abaye. Michti. That's like, come, let's sit down and talk. Omer Rabbonin. Komili di yomtiv, kama di evsha lishnuya mashninin. So, aloha by yomtiv, even though you're allowed to do certain times, malochas do something, but as much as a difference, you can do something bishinui, you're supposed to do it with the shinui. Drashim is damrinon. Ha mevi kada yain, if they, even though you're allowed to bring a whole pitcher full of wine, so the halacha there, you shouldn't bring it with a sal, with a kupa, with a lot of different baskets. Now bring it better in one basket. Don't bring it la'yaviyam v'sal v'kupa. Make some type of a shinui. Even though you have to carry the wine to home on yontif, but make a little bit shinui. If you usually carry a lot of different barrels, put it together in one big barrel now and carry it. It's supposed to make some type of a heker, like to know today is yontif. The women, the malayin chatzva yamaya, they go and fill their pitchers with water. They go down to the well or to the river on Yomtiv to fetch water. That's mutter. My time alay mashninan. How come a kolpon they don't make some heker? Let them make some different to the pitcher on Yomtiv than the whole weekday. It's not possible to make any difference. Valhechi lavdi. What difference do you want them to do? The milum bechatzva rabbi. If they use a big pitcher, limlo bechatzva zuti. You want them to fetch the water. Now in a small pitcher, so the more name hakam afishi belucha. That's not an eitzel, because since you have to fetch the water and walk a long place, it's not an eitzel to make a walk back and forth a few times. It's better for care if you use the one big pitcher and you'll only do it in one shot. So that's odd to do it on yontif. Right, the malayim bechatzva zuta. If people use a small pitcher. Let's tell her on Yom Tov, make a shinu, make some different. As even though you only need a quart of water, we'll tell her to use a gallon, or tell her to a pitcher, or a gallon pitcher. So the more b'chatz rabbi, that the more name, that's also not a good eitzah. Komav shibamatsui. Before you're making a carry more. It's not good to carry too much in Yom Tov. The least you have to is good. That's not an eitzah either to make a, take a bigger pitcher if she doesn't need it. Right, nifris sudra. Let's spread a sudra or a scarf.